63 Nivamos Shir Samakum Nivamos continued Tazayin Adar Aleph Beit Tov Shel Vav, February 17, 1976 on Tuesday. Continue. Continued Yuchas Adar Aleph Beit Tov Shel Vav, February 19, 1976 on Thursday. Continued.
As to why Bisham I say, in the case of Nosomes Vahakach Nosachat, so the Yisra Rishisach is called first. So the middle of Yisra Vahis Isho cannot be called the Yisra Rishisach. So there is no Elvo to Asa the Tzorah. So that's why Bisham I say doesn't ask the Torah Moneb Sheikh. So the Achisisho herself should be misyavent. We talk tikshe. Yoche alva gufe tisyav. Yivume. I'm going to come on. So that's Tezis kasha. And then he gives the same term as the Tezis gives, which is mentioned by the Gemara Taflam and Veitz. I'm going to come on. Filip aladachi. Omar Abashe. Yisra Achisisho misle tzolim koin. Ipoka Yisra Rishesach Ose Yisra Chesisho V'chayet Avo Liga Bitzore Kivni Mechayim Lo Yicholo Kivni Mechayim Lo Yicholo Yisure Da Chesisho Lav Tzoro Le'elvi. So the answer is, so in other words, as the Gemara says, the Flamed Veis, that the reason as to why the Chesisho herself cannot be Misyabemes is because two is right now at present, so there is no Yisra Vahis Isho because in Yisra Halal Yisra. But if let's say we'll say she is Misya Benes, so in other words, so then the Yisra of Ishisach will be Muter at the moment, the Yisra of Ishisach will be Muter, so the Yisra Vahis Isho will be Chal. So how can there be him? So Beimer and Isa Kores, and in Esa Deichel and Isa Seh Sheyeish Bo Kores, so they cannot be in Yim, and since they cannot be in Yim, so they cannot be in Echlitze either, because Kol Shein El Yim in El Echlitze. So that's the reason as to why even Beshama admit that Achisisha herself cannot be Misera. It's true that at present Bepeyal there is no Isa of Achisisha because in Isa Chal Isa. But if you are going to say, since at present there is no Yisra Rishisho, let the Yisra Rishisach become Muter, and let him be Miyab. So if the Yisra Rishisach will become Muter, so then the Yisra Rishisho will be Chal. So the Meile, there couldn't be any Tchie, because in Esa Deichel, it's a say, Sheyesh Bekores. And since there couldn't be any Yigm, because there is no Tchie, so the Meile, there couldn't be any Chlitze either. Kol she il yid men il chlitze. So me meila ed zike is poka. So me il zike is poka. So he says, avol iga bitzore. Kim di mechaim lo chole yisure da chishish. Lav tzore le avol. But iga bitzore not. So this is, so the pshat in Ramban, the flug is what Ravel says. The Ravel doesn't mention the Ramban. Ravel just mentions the taste with the Flamed Veis. But Lifluk, this is what Ramban means. So, in other words, as far as the Elv Dachisisha herself is concerned, so it's not necessary that the Yisra Achisisha should be Bepeyal. It's not necessary that it should be Bepeyal. Because even though there is no Yisra of Achisisha Bepeyal, but there is an Yisra of Achisisha Bekeach, potential. So, Mimele, there couldn't be any Yim. Because how can he be miyabim her? He'll be able, then the Yisra Chesisha will be chal if he's miyabim her. So me meile there couldn't be any chlitz either. But to asa b'tzore, then the Yisra, the elbow of b'keach is not enough. Then the must have the Yisra elbow b'keach. This is what Rambam means. V'taim it b'sila. Also the question is, so why do Bisila? Now, Bisila say the Torah Servo is Asur. So Torah Sachisi Shoy is Asur under all circumstances. Bein in the case of Noso Chai Vahaki Noso Meis, and Bein in the case of Noso Meis Vahaki Noso Chai. So the question is, why do Bisil say that Tzoras Achis Isho is Asuro, even in the case of Noso Meis V'Haki Noso Chai? But in the case of Noso Meis V'Haki Noso Chai, the Yisar Achis Isho is Chal first. So the male of the Yisar Achis Isho is not Chal, and the Yisar of Ishesach. Now, so too, the Achis Isho herself cannot be Bisya Bemes because of the Yisar of Achis Isho B'Pikeach. But we still say that the Torah is also Asura. Why should the Torah be Asura? The time of the Bisilel, love mission be Yisachol Alisa. So the time of Bisilel is not because Yisachol Alisa. Elo mission be Yisrael Golibo. That's one text. Iname, Afal Gavdin Yisachol Alisa, Kipoka Yisar Eshesach, Osav Yisach Hesisho. True, that B'Peyal, there is no Yisar of Achis Isha. Because in Yisar HaLisa, so the Yisar of Achis Isha is not Chal on Yisar of Ishesach. But, I mean, B'Peyal, there is no Yisar of Achis Isha. But B'Keyach, there is. It's Mukhan Umzumen to B'Chal. So Memele, since B'Keyach, there is an Yisar of Achis Isha, so Memele, it can answer the Tzoret. So there are two Lishenes in the Ramban as to the longness of Bisila. So apparently the first Loshen in Bisila holds, as Ravelu says in Thesis, that in order to ask the Tzore, so there must be an Yisrael v'Bipeyah, but an Yisrael v'Bikeyach cannot ask the Tzore. And the second Loshen is not as Ravelu says in Thesis. The second Loshen is no, that the Israel vo b'keyach can also ask the Tzor. Now, so the second Loshen we understand very well. All right, I mean, what Ravel says in Teisves is very mistaber, but it's mistaber the other way too. I mean, it's just as reasonable the other way too. So this is what Ramban says in the second Loshen, that the Israel vo, since there is exerza kosov, that the Israel vo answers the Tzor. So not only the Yisrael vo b'peyah, even the Yisrael vo b'keyach. The fact that there is an Yisrael vo achaisisho, mucha nimzumen to b'chal, that even though presently the Yisrael is not chal yet, so it's just an Yisrael vo b'keyach, not b'peyah, so it can answer its own. Alright, there's a second Loshen. What's the first Loshen? So the first Loshen apparently agrees with Ravelu's Lomas. With Ravelu's Lomdes. What is Ravelu says it in the Teisves, in Yivomis Daf Lamed Beis. Why? Because Teisves says that the Tzor becomes Asuro in the case of Nosa Meis, Vahakach Nosa Chai. So the Yisar is Yisach was Chal first. And then the Yisar is Achisisho cannot be Chal, and Yisar Chal Alisea. So still the Tzor is Asuro. Not because of the Yisar of Achisisho, because at present, B'Peyal, there is no Yisar of Achisisho. But since the Achis Isho herself cannot be Misya Bemes, because the Yisar of Ishesach cannot be Misya Bemes, because the Yisar of Achis Isho is Mukhan Mzumin to Bechal, so really it cannot be him, because if he's Miyabma, so then the Yisar of Ishesach will be Poka, so Mimele the Yisar of Achis Isho will be Chal, so Mimele Ein Yasadich Aleis Shebe Kores, so Mimele Kol Shein, since Yidden cannot be realized, so Chlitza cannot be realized either. So Mimele the Zike is Poka. If the Zike is Poka from the Achis Isho, Zike is Poka because, in other words, because of the Yisar of Achis Isho B'Keyach, so the Zike is Poka. So since the Zike is Poka, so the Yisar Ishesach affects the Achis Isho. So Mimele, there is an Iser of Ishesach, so it doesn't become Muter. So Mimele, the Tzore is like Tzore silence. That's what Thesis is. So Ravelu explains the Thesis. In other words, Thesis has to resort to the Erva of Ishesach, not to the Erva of Chaisisho, because in order to Asa the Tzore, so the Iser Erva must be B'Peyah, not B'Peyah. Alright. Now, so Thesis, so she's like, Tzoras Islands. Like Tzoras Islands. So, why the stasis have to mention she's like Tzoras Islands? Why the stasis have to mention she's like Tzoras Islands? Why Tzoras wants to mention an example that the elbow of Ishisach also has in the Tzoras? Tzoras has to mention Tzoras Islands, which is a matolin of achlekes between Ravase and Rove, and we don't pass like Ravase. Let Tzoras mention a better example of an elbow of Ishisach. Of Ishisach of Shloim Belome. Why does it so it's a little bit cool alme? Why does Tzoras mention is they have it, that one way. Oh, Loi Poka, the bottom thesis that one day on down. The Avogad the Chayel Isra Chesisho, Asura Namatoli Vume, Kim Loi Poka Isra Chesisha, because of the Isra Chesisho Bekeach, so Memele, so he doesn't allow the Isra, so that precludes the Heter and the Isra of Ishesach. So Memele, the Isra Ishesach does not become Buter. So Memele, she becomes Asura Mitzad Ishesach. So you see, my island is the Isra Chesisho. Why did he mention Tzoras Islands, which only Ravase says? Let him mention this is Zoram Shalim Elomei. The answer is, the way we explain, we can understand the thesis very well in line with that explanation we mentioned. Now why does Rove say that Tzoras Islands is not a Sur? Why is Tzoras Islands different than Tzoras is Zoram Shalim Elomei? The answer is, because Tzoras Islands is like Ishisach Shalui Moki Mitzvah. So he said the Pshah. So he said the Pshah because the Xerasakosu, the Tzoras Elvo is Asuro, only applies to a case where the Yisraelvo is Mafkia the Zikir from the Elvo. So the Mele we say, for the same reason that the Yisraelvo, the Shem Elvo, is Mafkia the Zike from the Elvo, so it's also Mafkia the Zike of the Tzor. So, by Yishisok of Shalom Yibilome, it's not that by Yishisok of Shalom Yibilome there is no Mitzvah of Yivim, period. There would be a Mitzvah of Yivim, even by Yishisok of Shalom Yibilome, but the Torah was Matir Yishisach vis-a-vis a Nachshol Yibilome. The Torah was only Matir Ishesach vis-a-vis a brother Shehoitzel Yeshivach Melom. But vis-a-vis a brother that Loihoyo Milome Klal, the Torah wasn't Matir Ishesach. But suppose there would be a situation where the Yisrael Ishesach wouldn't be Shayach anyway, then there would be a Mitzvah of Yivim too. So Memele, so we got me Ishesach Shalom Milome, so it's the Yisrael Ishesach that is Mafkia the Zikin. Because there is an Israel Ishisach. Mashain came, we got the islandess. So it's not the Israel Ishisach that is Mafkir the Zika of my islandess. Islandess, there is no Zika because in islandess there is no Zika. I shall tell it for islandess. So Mimele, the Zika is Poka. See, the Zika is Poka. So Mimele, she's like an Ishisach Shema Bunny. Since the Zika is Poka. So the Israel of Ishisach is not the Sibbe of Afkoe Zike, but it's the result of Afkoe Zike. So when is the Tzora Asuro if the Israel is the Sibbe of the Afkoe Zike in the Elvo itself? So we say, for the same reason that the Israel is Mafkia the Zike in the Elvo, so she is Mafkia the Zike in the Tzora too. But like the Tzora Silas, so it's not that the Yisraelvo is Mafkir the Zikin. The Zikin is Poka because the Zikin is Poka. So Mimele, the Yisraelvo of Ishesach results. So since the Yisraelvo was not the cause of the Afkoa Zikin in the islandess herself, why should it Mafkir Zikin in the Tzor? The Tzor is not an islandess. Alright. So that's the Pshat. So Mimele, here, Tzeis says that so Tzeis Shita is that the Yisrael Elvo Bikeach is not capable of Asarim Tzor. So why is the Tzor of the Achisisho in the case of Nosom Nesvahake Nosachai? Why is the Tzor of Achisisho Asuro? Because since the Yisrael Shisach cannot become Uter, because the Yisrach is Isho is Muchon Zum into the Chal, so Mimele there cannot be any Yivim, because then there would be a Nisakores, and Nese is not the Yifen Nisakores, so Mimele there is no Chlitze, so Mimele the Ziki is Pokai Ligamre. Since the Ziki is Pokai Ligamre, so the Yisrach is Ach, the Yisrach is Ach is Chal, so the Yisrach is Ach is Chal. The Yisrach is Ach is Chal. So Mimele, it has the Tzore. So it's analogous to Tzore Silenet. Because it's not that the Yisar of Ishesach is Mafkia the Zik and the Chesisha. The Yisar Achesisha Bikeach. The Yisar Achesisha Bikeach. Achesisha Bikeach. So is the cause of the Afkor Zik. And then, once there is Afkor Zike, an account of the Yisra Achisisha Bikeach, so the Yisra of Ishesach is Chal. So the Yisra of the Elbow of Ishesach is not the cause of the Afkor Zike, it's the result of Afkor Zike. And what is the cause of the Afkor Zike? The Yisra Achisisha Bikeach. But the Yisra Achisisha Bikeach is incapable, according to Teitzves, of hassling the Tzore. So, but it is capable of being mafkia the zike in the achisisho itself. Once the zike is spoka in the achisisho itself, so mimele, what results from that? The yisar shesach. So the yisar shesach is not the cause, is not the zike of the afkoezeite of the achisisho, but is the result. Is the result. So it's analogous to Tzara Silenus. Now, so the question arises. So then, according to Rome, we don't pass through like Alimes. So Alimes, we should say that in the case of Nosa Mes, like Nosa Chai, the Torah should not be so. Of course, that's not so. It's not so. So we have to say that there is a special aloha here. There is a special aloha here. This is what the Ramban means. So he mentions the Xeras HaKosov of Lotze, of Yitzre. See, there is a Xeras HaKosov of Lotze. And Lotze has reference to what? To Achesisho. The other Arayas are deduced from Achesisho. And of course it's mistabeh that with the Xerzakosov of Lotzeh has reference to all kinds of Achesisho. Being the kind of Achesisho of Nosa Chai Vahakach Nosa Mez, and being the kind of Achesisho of Nosa Mez Vahakach Nosa Chai. So the Xerzakosov of Lotzeh obviously has reference to the case of Nosa Mez Vahakach Nosa Chai. So the Torah says Lotzeh, that she is Asuro. So Mimele, even though on the basis of the general principle, if we had a posik of Tzora Selva that she is Asuro in regard to another Elvo, so then we couldn't apply it to the case of Nosa Mez Vahakach Nosa Chai, because Nosa Mez Vahakach Nosa Chai should be analogous to Tzora Silenus. And according to Rove, the way you pass them, the Tzora Silenus is not a Suro. Why? Because Tzora Selvo is only a Suro if the Yisar Elvo is the Xive of the Afkor Zike. So for the same reason that it's Mafkia Zike in the Elvo, it's Mafkia Zike in the Tzore. But not, it doesn't apply to a case where the Yisar Elvo is the result of Afkor Zike. So that's the reason as to why, according to Robert Tzora Silenus, he's Muteres. He's not a Suro. So Mimele here too, since the Sibbe of the Afkoe Zike is the Yisra Achesisho Bikeach. And that Elvo cannot ask it so. Cannot ask it so. But as a result of the Yisra, Achesisho Bikeach, so the Zike is for kind of Achesisho. Mimele the Yisra of the Elvo of Ishisach is Chal. And the Achesisho. So then, the Elvo of Ishisach is not the Sibbe of the Afkor Zeike, it's already the result of Afkor Zeike. So it's like Tzora Silenus, so Bishloim according to Rabba, same Echaname, but according to Rove, so the Ramban says, but here Rove would be made it, because here we have a special Terzakosuk. And the Zerzakosov deals with Achesisho. So it deals not only with the case of Nosach Chai Varka Nosach Mes, it deals with the case of Nosach Mes Varka Nosach Chai too. So this is what the Ramban means in the first Losh. V'taymed is Silel, lav mishun nisachol al Yisrael, el mishun nisachol al Yisrael. So why does he have to mention Litzrayah Golobok? Because if not because of Litzrayah, we would equate it with Tzoras Islandes. And Tzoras Islandes, according to Rove, is not a so. Iname now. So the first Loshin in the Ramban agrees with the lomdes of Ravel, what Ravel says in the Tesis. But the second Loshin in the Ramban says no. Just as the Yisar Achisisha Vikeach is capable of being Mafkia de Zike in the Achisisha herself, even though presently there is no Yisar of Achisisha, so it's capable of answering the Tzoretu. Capable of answering the Tzoretu. Inam, Avogav de Nisa Chola Lisa, Kipoka Yisar Vishesa, Chosa Achisisha, Vichayel Bin Be'alu de Nisa. Yes, right, that's the Ramban. Now let's see the Rashi. Now the Rashba is very, very strange. Oh, now, so the first part of the Rashba there, the bottom paragraph, so he's saying the same thing that the Ramban says. I mean, Rashba's Pshatok. Then he says, Vakshino, Teinach Eichadino Somes, Vakino Sachal, Elohichadino Sachal. So the Yisra of Achisisho is Chal first, then it's Noso Meitz, so the Yisra of Ishesach is not Chal. So the Meile, it's like Tzoras Elvo, Tzoras Elvo Shaloi Mokimitz, Kim de Loflo Elvo Kamei, V'yapo Gav de Loflo Kamei Shorachi, Mikol Mokim, V'gabi Dehai Ache, Havle Ki Tzoras Elvo Shaloi Mokimitz. שלוי מוקים מצווה דאב, ושם, ובהופ ליגה עלי בסילל, דחיבים דהיגו בשריה, לגב שור האחים, צורס אלבו במוקים מצווה, so צורס אלבו במוקים מצווה דאב, ועשיר. Very strange. The very strange starts. So in other words, so we see one thing from the Rashi. That the Rashba now, we said that the Pshat in the Gemara is that the Bishamai hold that the otherwise Yisar Eshesach is the basis for the mitzvah siv. In other words, where is the mitzvah siv and zike? Only if without that there would be an Yisar Eshesach. But in the case where without that there is no Yisar Eshesach either, there is no Zika, there is no Mitzvah. That's the Rashi B'Shamayshi. That's B'Shamayshi. B'Shamayshi. But B'Silel, say no. That the mitzvah of Yibn is not based upon the otherwise Yisar Eshesach. But from the Ramban, it's not much more like that. I mean, from the Ramban, I'm sorry. From the Rashi, it's not much more like that. So he says, Upori. Now the Gemara is the Kash. Let's say Shimon first married Leah. So then Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asura and Shimon because of Achisisha. Then Reuven married Rochel. So the Yisar of Ishes Rochel does not become Asura mitzad Ishesach, because the Yisar of Ishesach cannot be Chal on the Yisar Achisisha. Michael Meima Upori Dafil Rochel Havetz or Aser Vomoke Mitzvah. So what's the pshat? The mitzvah of Yiv. That's why we said the mitzvah of Yiv is based upon the otherwise Yisar Eshesach. But in this case, even without the mitzvah of Yiv, there is no Yisar Eshesach, because Yisar Eshesach is not chal upon Achisisho. So there is no mitzvah of Yiv. So what does he want? ואף אגב לנופו כמישור אחי מכל מוקים לגבי להלאחי אהבו וקיצור עשר. In other words, let's say there are more brothers, not just two brothers. Let's say there are more brothers. There is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There are several brothers. Now, and it's not a chayv akach not a mech. So Shimon married Leah. So Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asur and Shimon because of this Rav Chisish. Then Reuven married Rochel, so Rochel does not become Asur also. And Shimon and the score of Ishisach, because in Isaiah, Halalisa. Then Reuven died. So Bishamai say that the Tzore is not a Tzore, because it's a Tzore Asawa Shalim Mokim Mitzvah. Why is it Tzore Asawa Shalim Mokim Mitzvah? Because Mitzvah Sivim is only Shayach in the case where without the Mitzvah there would be an Isaiah Ishisach. So the Torah was Matin, and didn't Mitzvah. But here, without the Mitzvah, there wouldn't be an Isaiah Ishisach. So there is no mitzvah of Yiv. So he asks, but there is another brother. So, in respect to whom there is an Iser of Ishesach. Vis-a-vis Shimon, there is no Iser of Ishesach, because the Iser Chal Iser. But there is another brother, Levi, there is a brother Yehude. So vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude, there is an Isra Shisach. So there is a mitzvah sivim vis-a-vis the other brothers. So mainly the Tzore should have a deen of the Tzoras Elvo b'mokim mitzvah. But we are talking now about Shimon being beyond the Tzore. So what significance is the fact that vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude, so there is a mitzvah of him. Because vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehude, there is an Isha Ishesach. Rochel is Asur on Levi, or on Yehude, because on the score of Ishesach. So vis-a-vis them, there is an Isha Ishesach. So what? But we are discussing the question as to whether the Tzore of Rochel, let's say Bile, whether the Tzore of Rochel Bile is muteres to Shimon. So what kind of a kashi is it? So what's the pshat in the Raj? And then he says, "Va'afal gavli nofle kamishorachi mikol makil l'rabi dehayach vis-a-vis shimen al kosh lo mitzvah v'shal uvot ligali b'silal." So b'silal tichim dihi gu v'shalye liga b'shorachi tzoraser v'moke mitzvah de'ar v'vivasya. So apparently that the Rajbo had another pshat in the Gemara, not the way it's usually explained, and that of course is probably the pshat according to the other Rishayim. But in other words, so what's the usual explanation? So what's the pshat? The pshat is that because according to Bishamai, the mitzvah of Yivn is based upon the otherwise Yisra Yisrach, like Tumas Kareem according to the Rambam. No, he didn't explain it that way. Apparently, he didn't explain it that way. That the mitzvah sivim is just because of that. So he apparently, the Rashbo agrees with the Shittes of Rishayim in the Ritva and the Meiri that Tzora Servo is a new Issa. It's a new album. There's the Shittes of the Ritva and the Meiri. It's a new album. So in other words, so where is that new Elvo mentioned? In the same posik that is expressive of the love of Achis Isha. V'isho al Achiso, l'sikach, l'tzreel, l'dali, salvos, ol Elvo Chayo. So herein we have love against marrying the Achis Isha and against marrying the Tzor of Achis Isha. But there is a limitation. The Tzor of Achis Isha is only Asuro as a new Elvo, as a new Isakores, in case of Bimokim ol Elvo. Bimokim mitzvah. Shaloi bimokim mitzvah na. How do we know that? Because of the Zereshovel of Aleo Aleo. So bimokim Aleo in the Asira, the Gemara says. Shaloi bimokim Aleo na. So we learn it out only bimokim Aleo. So the new Elvo of Achis, of Tzores Achis Isho is only bimokim Aleo. Is only bimokim be mokim alel. So what's the pshat insofar as the new iser, the new elbow, the new love of Tzora Sachesisho is concerned? So it's only oser be mokim alel. What does alel mean? Yivomo yavi alel. So what is the Torah saying that pasuk yivomo yavi alel? That this yivome on whom there is, who is affected with the nisar of ishesach, so there is a mitzvah of yivomo yavi alel which is makir the nisar ishesach. So the alel bimokim alel means, in other words, that the love of tzoras aches ishok applies only bimokim alel. It applies only to a tzore of a nervo who is affected with the nisar ishesach. Not that the mitzvah of yiv in general applies only to a yivome who otherwise is affected by nisar ishesach. Even Bishamai could agree that the mitzvah of yivome yovi oleo can apply even to a woman, to a yivome who is not affected by nisar ishesach. So it's a kalvachemia. If the Torah was mechayev a din of yiv, even by a yivome who is otherwise affected by nisar ishesach, so it certainly applies to a yivome who is not even affected by nisar ishesach. But as far as the new love of Tzora Sachesisho is concerned, so we have Exereshova of Aleo, Bimokim Aleo Idasire. So what does it mean, Mokim Aleo? Bimokim Yivome, in case of a Yivome who is affected with the Nisar Ishesach. So the Tzore of an Elvo who is also affected with the Nisar of Ishesach. So that kind of an elbow is asur as a new elbow. Bimokim alel. So Mashein Kein, if the elbow is not affected with the Nisar Ishesach, so the tzore, her tzore is not oser, is not included in the tlav of Mitzre. So it's not that Bishamai say that the mitzvah of Yiv applies only to a Yivome who is affected with the Nisar of Ishesach. No, the mitzvah of Yiv, the Torah says that it applies even to a Yivome who is affected with the Nisar of Ishesach. So lachas kamo v'chamo that it applies to a Yivome who is not affected with the Nisar of Ishesach. But the posik of Aleo deals Yivome Yovi Aleo deals with the Yivome who is affected by the Shesach, because normally a Yivome is affected by the Shesach. So mainly since we have the Exereshove Oleo Oleo, so Bimokim Oleo there is a love of Yishalach Yishol Yisikach Litzreya. So what does it mean, Mokim Oleo? That the new love of Tzora Sachis Yisho applies only to the Tzora of Nachis Yisho who is also affected with the Yisar of Yishesach, but it doesn't apply to the Tzora of Nachis Yisho who is not affected with the Yisar of Yishesach. But as far as the mitzvah of Yivim is concerned, so even according to Bishamai, it's not based upon the otherwise Yisar Yishesach. So this is what the Rashba says. Uporek daf loch lehavet Tzora Sama Mokhi Bitzvah Kim do nof loch Elvo Kamei V'yafo gavi nof loch Kamei Shor Achi Mikol Mokhi. So in other words, so we could say, so two, that since it's Exeva Shove Olel Olel, that there is a new law against marrying a detzore of an Achis Isho, but only Mokhi Molel. That means a Tzores Achis Isho that is affected with the Yisar of Ishesach. So, but it doesn't apply to the tzore of Nachis Isho that is not affected with Nisar Ishesach. But here, she's still affected with the Nisar of Ishesach. This elbow, Merocheo, she is affected with the Nisar Ishesach vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehudek. So the Rashba says no, but she's not affected with the Nisar Ishesach vis-a-vis Shimen. So Memele, Bishamai say that the new elbow of Tzores Achis Isho doesn't apply. And but what's the time of Bisilel? So Bisilel also agree that insofar, so number one, the Shittas HaRashba apparently is like the Ritva and the Mir, not like Russian tastes, that Tzores Achis Isho is a new elbow. It's not because the Ziki spoke out, so Memele, she becomes an elbow of Ishesach. But it's a new elbow. But that new elbow is only Shayach Bimokim Aleo. That's the Xerashom of Aleo Aleo. So what does it mean, Mokim Aleo? The posik of Yivome Yovi Aleo deals with what kind of Yivome? A Yivome that is affected with the Yisra Shesach, because every Yivomi is affected with the Yisra Shesach. Mm. The fact is that there is an Yisra Shesach, but that does not mean that where for some unusual reason there is no Yisra Shesach, that there is no mitzvah of Yivomi Yovelel. Because if the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Yivomi Yovelel even in a Yivomi who is affected with the Yisra Shesach, so certainly there is a mitzvah of Yivomi Yovelel in a Yivomi that is not affected with the Yisra Shesach. But as far as the new love of Yitzreya, of Tzoras Achisisho is concerned, so we learn out Mokim Oleo Davke. What does it mean Mokim Oleo? Just as Oleo is mentioned in connection with Yivome that is otherwise affected, that is affected with Nisar Vishasach, so the new love of Tzoras Achisisho applies only to the Tzorah of Achisisho that is affected with Nisar Vishasach, but it doesn't apply to the Tzorah of Achisisho that is not affected with Nisar Vishasach. So the Ramban asks, but even this Yivame, she is still affected with Yisra Shesach vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehudeh. So the Ramban says, but vis-a-vis Shimon, she is not affected with Yisra Shesach. So Mil Bishamai say, she has a din of Yitzoras, Elba Shalom HaMitzvah. And Bishil say, no, but vis-a-vis Levi, vis-a-vis Yehudeh, she is affected with the Yisra Shesach, so Mele it's Bimokim Aleo. So it comes within the new love of Tzoras Elba,
be more to Moleh. Alright. Shur Samachai, 65th Shur in Yavav. Vav Alav Adaral, Hatavshin Lamed Vav, February 22nd, 1976.
Now, last time we went over the Ramban and the Rashbo. Ramban and the Rashbo. Now let's see the Ritva. The Ritva is very strange. Katikosh, no se mes, paki no se chai, heiche liche, vi amre dvoyosi yisera achisisho vichai al yisera shesach, vlehev mifter eser osu, im kineer vokuvet ifyad. The same kashe that Teisa says. Vi yish leima, so that begimore. Da amrino li kavu fel dal ed achim am ravashi yisera achisisho misle tole likoi. If ki yisura di shesach, krim di shayo lo yisyab, osu yisera achisisho vichai. So in other words, so the Yisra Achisisho is Mucher Mzumen to Becha. So Mimele, that precludes the Yivome from being Misyad. Avo Ligabit Tzore, so that's only Ligabit Yivome Derva herself. I mean, both are Yivome. I mean, so that prevents the Achisisho from being Misyad. So that's only Ligabit Achisisho herself. So even the Yisra Achisisho b'keach nabi peyel also precludes Yiv. Avol gabitzore kivim so deo ini b'keach. Avol gabitzore kivim mechay lechol Yisra Achisisho lav tzoraser. Ufahay taime les lo lebishama itroshin lo leo leo lebisa tzoraser lo itroshin lo itzreir umukim lechidich lishin umukim lo לרב שמעון וכדרב כיוון דו יוסי ישראל שסח וחייל אחיסישו הבו ליצור עושו צור עשה אבו שלו עם מוקמיצה כלא אם אז יחשיבה לו כאילו אין כאן איש שסח כלל לגבי הומיוס כיוון דו יוסי ישראל שסח in other words הוא נוסו חי והכך נוסו מס so כיוון דו יוסי ישראל שסח וחייל אחיסישו הבו ליצור עושו צור עשה אבו שלו עם מוקמיצה כלא אם אז יחשיבה לו Kilo inkane ishesachklau ligabi homilse. So what does it mean, lagabi ishes? Kilo inkane ishesachklau? Because an ishesach she is. She's not affected with the Yisra ishesach. So in other words, so this is what he's saying. Usviralu, kedirshivalu, kilo inkane ishesachklau. The fact that she's not affected with the Yisra ishesach, so it's considered as if she hadn't been an ishesach. וגבי אומי עושה וחינת הדום וגבי ביטי וכל קובעי עצים וירגיש תלויר ובסילר כל היחד יקודי מיסע. Now, so what did we say? We said in the Ramban that according to the Ramban, so on that point is the machlekes between Bisham and Bisila. Bisham I hold that the Yisar Yishesach is the basis for the Zikem, for the Mitzvah Sivim, only when otherwise there is an Yisar Yishesach. So the Torah bimokin, ach shemeiz beloy bonim, the Torah was matir and was mitzaveh, masheinkin, if there is no Yisar. Anyway, so then there is no Mitzvah. In other words, like the Shittas Rambam in regard to Tumaskin. But Bisilel Achilek, and they hold that the mitzvah of Yivn is not based upon the otherwise Yisar Yishesach. And from the Tesis of Rosh, it's also mashma like that. That this is the machlekes between the Rishama and Bisilel. But what does the Ritva say? Ul Bisilel. Kol Eichel, Ikodim, Yisar Achis Yishot. Chayil Yisar Yishesach Alein, B'Yisar Meisi. Die Bige die Itzerle gab ich schon Achim. Itzerle. Itzerle. Wei, die Chinde gab ich schon Achim, aber ich sag, wie Shailu, ki zur Asel, wo kein Mitzvech schiele. So that's the Rashi. So that's the Rashi. The second Teretz, the second Pshat, in the Ritvo is the Rashi. Whatever the Pshat is in the Rashi, so is the Pshat in the Ritvo. But the first Pshat, he says something else. So in other words, so we see from the Ritvo, that the Ritvo holds, that the Ritva holds that not that on that point is the machleket between Bisham and Bisila as to whether the mitzvah of Yiv is based upon the otherwise Yisar Yishesach. So not only, so the first question the Ritva holds that not only Bisham I hold that the mitzvah of Yiv is based upon the otherwise Yisar Yishesach. Bisila also agree with it. Bisila also agree with it. So then the question of why, so why do Bisila say that Tzora Asachis Yisho is Asura in the case of Noso Chai Varakach Noso Mes, but in the case of Noso Chai, so the Yisar Achis Yisho is Chal first, and then the Yisar of Yishesach has to be Chal, but it's not Chal because in Yisar Chal Al Yisar, so there is no Mitzvah Yid, so it's Tzora Selva Shaloi Bimokin Mitzvah. So the Ritva says something very strange, because we still hold that Yisar Halal Yisar Bisamisi. So first of all, so several things. I'm not saying that there is any stira from the Gemara, but it's such a striking chiddush. Because first of all, whether Yisar is Halal Yisar by Yisamisi is a machlekes Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon. Yivon is further than from the Gemara. So according to Rabbi Yisi, we pass like that. Like Rabbi Yisi, that Yisar Halal Yisar by Yisar Meisiv. What does Yisar Meisiv mean? So actually there are two Yisar Meisivs. But one Yisar Meisiv is not negated to us. But there are two types of Yisar Meisiv. One Yisar Meisiv is the Yisar Meisiv of the Yisar of Yishesach being Chal upon Yisar Vachis Yisho in the case of Nosa Chai Varakach Nosa Mes. So let's say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, four brothers. So Shimon married Levi. So at that time, he became Asuro in Rochel, the sister of Leah. And then Reuven married Rochel. So according to Rav Shimon, we say, no, that Rochel does not become Asuro on him on the score of Yishesach, because she's already Asuro, from here to four, on the score of Achizish. That's what Rav Shimon says. Rav Yitzchak says, no, because until Reuven married Rochel, so Rochel was only Asura and Shimon because of Achis Isho, but Rochel was not Asura and Levi, he was not Asura and Yehuda. But the moment Reuven married Rochel, so Rochel became Asura and the other brothers too. So Migadi Seisef Ligabishorachim. So maybe it's how it got by Shimon Tos. That's one type of Macy. Then there is another type of Macy, which has nothing to do with this Macy. But the one who says that Isa Halisa Bisa Macy holds that by the other type of Macy too. Let's say the Isa let's say the Yisrael, because of the Cholof is Chal on the Yisrael of Nevele. Why? Because the Yisrael of Nevele only asks Vachile. It doesn't ask Vanoi. But the Yisrael of Cholof involves an Yisrael Noi too. That's also called this amazing. But that's a different type of this amazing. That's a different type of this amazing. I mean, so we are not, the other type of this amazing is not Negeas. So first of all, there is a striking finish in this Ritvo, because whether the Isa is Chal, Isa is amazing, let's say like in the case of Nosa Chaylak, Nosa Meis, so that's a machlekes Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yisi holds that Isa Chal, but Rabbi Shimon holds in Isa Chal, Isa. So how can he equate Bisilel Shite, what Bisilel is Chilik and Bishamai, with the Shite of Rabbi Yisi? So that means that Bisilel that cannot agree with Rabbi Shimon. Strange. I mean, why shouldn't Bezalel be able to agree to accord with Rav Shimon also? So that's one thing that is strange. Then something else. Then there is a striking chiddush in this Ritva, because the Gemara in Chrisa says, the Gemara there in Chrisa, Rochem Maraskinon. Not actually. So then we don't say it's amazing. In other words, only if they are more than two brothers, you see. If they are Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Yochalapoch has three brothers. And Shimon married Leah. She became Asur in Rochel because of Achizish. Then Reuben married Rochel. So, and there is another brother, Rabbi says, Migadi says it, Gabi Shorachel, Gabi Levi. So it's Chal, Gabi Shimon too. But suppose they are just two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, then there is no Issa Meisi. We don't say, theoretically, you know, it is Meisi v'gabi Shorachim, if he had Shorachim, if they had been Shorachim. But there isn't. So, l'gabi Issa Meisi, it has to be basically that Bishor Achri Bipeya, not on a theoretical level, but on an actual level. An actual level. So the Mele, so then it should follow according to the Ritvo that when those do be still say that by Noso that Tzora Sachificio is Asuro, even by Noso Chai Barakach Noso Mees, only if there are other brothers besides Reuven and Shimon. But suppose there are only two brothers, then Bisil would agree with Bishamai that by Noso Chai Barakach Noso Mees, the Tzora Sachificio is with us. Well, that's a striking critic. Alright, anyway. But that's the Shite of the Rit. And then he says the teretz of the Rashi, and then the other lashon is the teretz of the Rashi. All right, hold to now the Gemara. Hold to Bishamai Peis Pshite. So of course Bishamai Peisli U Bisilo Machshiri, because according to Bishamai, so Tzora Selvo is Kukal Yiv. If she's Kukal Yiv, that means she requires Chlitzes. If the Yovim is not Miyavim her, she's a Asur Lishuk until she gets Chlitzes. So maybe the Chlitzes is a Chlitzes. So if she got Chlitzes, she's a Asur Lishuk. But according to Bisilel, she's a Asur Lishuk, and she's not Kukal Lishuk, so the Chlitzes is nothing. So Mele, she's Muteres Likunes. So what kind of a Chiddush? So the Gemara says, the reason is why the Mishnah mentions this din is to tell us that according to Bisilel, so she's Muteres Likunes. Of course, that she's Asur Likunes according to Bishamai, that goes without saying. But we could say that Midrabonon, she should require Chlitz. Because of the Machleket between Bishamai and Bisilel, so that with the Rabbonon, even a little bit of she should require Chlitz in order not to become involved in the Machlekes in the controversy, because there is such a Tana who says that with the Rabbonon should require Chlitz. Rabbi Yechem Benu. So Pshit, so Gmar says Pshite, I mean the Kashe, Gmar gives the Teres, Lachukin Rabbi Yechem Benu. Yom Aboy in Sakal and Mitzorez, Sheer Chlitz is Lovisi Abmeis, Kom Mashmelon, the Bisilon Machshir. So in other words, that even with Rabbonon she doesn't require Chlitze. According to Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri, that he agrees as far as the Raisa is concerned with Bisila. But with Rabbonon he said she should require Chlitze to avoid the Machlekes. So according to Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri, if she got Chlitze, so the Chlitze with Rabbonon is a Chlitze. So Memele she is Asur Mikune with Rabbonon. But the Mishnah tells us no. Nisyabnu. So Nisyam, according to Bisilel, there is a Nisari Shesach. So Mele, she becomes a Solikune. So Bisilel pays. Hosu Lomali, I did it on a whole, so on a non Nisyam. Alright. Nan also. Migilo Nikhil, Bahadoso, Vishnimoso, Shulishoso, Uvaboso, Uvahamishoso, Luipoches Lies. So there is a law. That the Megillah is Nikreis, the Yogim Aproze is on the 14th. And by Yogis I'm coming Schem, or Mimes Yishua Binun, or Mimes Achashverez, Machlok Tanoi. So, on the 15th. And then there is a special Kula Ligabe in the Kvore. That they can read the Megillah in the Yema Knesset, in the Monday, or in the Thursday before Purim. As long as it's from the Yudalev or the Ankh. Not if it's before. So it has to be the Yom HaKnisah before, so it couldn't be, so the earliest would be on the 11th, on Yudah. So let's say, if Purim, let's say, is on Wednesday, so the Yom HaKnisah, so the Kvorim can read the Megillah on Monday. Alright. So, Nikris Baradoso, Vishmosu Shloso, Baboso, Kamishoso. Lo yipoches ve lo yeiseir. Poches lo yeiseir. Now, just before I forgot to mention a certain Rashi, which is a very difficult Rashi, I mean, Jesus mentions it, and Rashi himself is crazy. Alright, let's go over the Rashi. בואי נסעקו ליצור איזה הרוי שיחל צריכים לי בואי יחליץ אך ליצור פיסר אפילו ביסיר כמה שמו ביסיר אפילו תקמת רבון ולס לו ביצור איזה לחוץ וביסיר פייסלים וזה הנה הוא בצורוי כונו אבל בתרום הדבינש תרום הדבינש means מבי סביר because the father's house is called בינש נושני ביסות so אבל תרום הדבינש הוא מיפסה לו בבילס קורס אלו בבילס חולו נוסים ומאם זה אבל כחובים ועבד for the Kalmona the King God. So he says, Rashi says, that she doesn't become a possible Melech HaBitrumo with a Bi Asur, even a Bi Yisakores, where she becomes a Zeina. So she doesn't become, so she's possibly Kunez, but she doesn't become Psula Melech HaBitrumo. Only Bilas Cholo, Nosin U'mamzea, they become Bevet. So why is Nosin U'mamzea and Eved Gorua then Nisa Kores here it's Nisa Kores is an elbow the answer is because here let's say by Bilas Kores let's say Ishesach so then there is there is no Gdushin Ligabi this one so there is no Gdushin Tendus Ligabi this one because she's an elbow but generally there is this addition Mashein Kein Bias Eved Akum no, so it, I mean I'm sorry not because there is no it's not just because Bias Akum Eved that there is no addition to anyone no because Akum and Eved and even Nosen and Mamzer were there is this addition but is absolutely called so in other words so if she was when does she become according to this Rashi when does she become possible Milecha will be Trumo only when she was Nival to Ipsul Kol where the Abdushin is Tefes or Abdushin is not Tefes is not even important because we see that by Nosna Mamza Abdushin is Tefes and still she becomes possible Lecha will be Trumo by Eishesach so Abdushin is not Tefes in this beer so Abdushin is not Tefes and she does not become Poslach Abitrumo so the fact alright Enoch Name Bayevet and Akum so Abdushin is Mufka Abdushin altogether but that's not the important thing is that Akum and Eved are Psuikov Akum and Eved besides the Yisah of Akum and Eved Shebaal Bas Yisroel Akum and Eved are Psuikov too and Nosen and Mamzer are Psuikov so when she was Nival for someone who is in Psul Kol so then she becomes Psul Lecha B'Trumo Mashe Inkei Ishesach so there is no Psul just an Isa even though it's an Elvo and there is Dushin is not Eifes but there is no Psul Kol so since there is not a Bia of the Psul Kol so it's not Nifsum Lecha B'Trumo this is Rashi but Rashi himself was Reizia says it points out פירש בקונט רס מיקון נאי ולא מיתרום אל ביח שלא ימקי בחי המקשתי זה זיני so if she becomes a זיני she should be possible מלאכו בתרום כי דאמרים הבאחיר גם אני אסך לצוס וזיני אסור בתרום ושנפור שומר לך וראה שבאת מחוז אבי סיף פירקה גם אם הרמונה שיכנס מסחלת but this is Rashi Shitty here and Rashi Shitty here is that not no mom there so they pass away from מלאכו בתרום because they're absolutely cold but any other beer even if Dushin is not Eifes it's not absolutely cold doesn't pass the from Lech all right now so Omale so Tnanos Megillah Nikres Vachat Osor Bishnim Osor Bishlish Osor Vabo Osor Vachamish Osor Lo Isas Vir Chamish Osor Lo Kovich Lo Yisa Omale Rish Lokish Rabi Yichanen Yichre Kam Lo Isis Gei Didu Lo Isas Adbude Sadbude so the Ikalav of Isis Gei Didu this is going to do implies that one should not be seirit alames if he seirit alames so then he's even lack but we darshan we deduce from this posik another is there it's not the ikala but this is also it roshik mo it's not in a smart that one should not make a good as a good so the question so Shlokish raised the question before Rabbi Yechanan since there is an Iser of Agudes Agudes that one should not make Agudes Agudes so how can de Pnei HaKfar read the Megillah b'yem Knesset. So how does Rashi explain the Shlomo Rashi? You see, Mukiyese doesn't explain the Gemara like Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Loisasa agudes agudes. The nira kineyagim beis teretz. Kishikirin gvorim esam gile b'yem knise. V'ayores delis b'yundale. Umukofis chemo b'tesvo. Umukofis chemo b'tesvo. So in other words, so it's agudes agudes. So the Kashi is from the heter of the Pnei HaKfar to read the Megile. Be makni. Look at the Mukiyese. Just that Gimel Amud Beis in the reef. The first line. Three counties is given to. The Nirin Kineyagim Shtei Teres. Kishekirin ayoris biyudalet umukofeschemo b'desvom. So it's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the Kashi of the Gemara is from the Bnei HaKfar that Magdim Nimakmise. So they make agudes agudes. But according to Mukiyese, the Kashi is not from the Bnei HaKfar. But the Kashi is from the Orim Aprozeis and the Mukofeschemo. The Orim Aprozeis read the Megillah on the 14th, and the Mukov Eschemo with the Megillah on the 15th. Now, so then the Chedushi and Shishim, the Agoyes, so he mentions in the name of Nosen Shpira, why doesn't the Mukiyeset explain the Gemara the same way as Rashi does? Shehu Yildal of Yildeis, Mishin Gomer Zekishtet Eretz, Liachad Likhvidom Ulkakantom Tikunke, Shehu Yatrichu Bitele Haderech, ולחוקים עליהם, ולמצ'ום נעיוריש, שקירים ביודלת ומקופים תסבוק, ומשמוכם מוסיקה לפנגייסי, ביקוסף נעיורת ומקופים, וכבר תרביחו בזאת, איזה ראש עוד עשר דקה. Anyway, so that's probably the pshat in Mukiyese. Why doesn't Mukiyese explain it the way Rashi does? The answer is because Mukiyese held that the fact that the Neak 4 heavy cooler to be Magdim Liyem HaKnise, that is not Kishnet Eretz. When, let's say, the Orim Aprozes, they read the Megillah on the 14th, and the Mekov Eschemo read the Megillah on the 15th, so then it is that the Prozes have to read the 14th, and not the 15th, and the Mekov Eschemo have to read the 15th, and not the 14th, so it smells like Kishnet Eretz. What is that? One aloche, one din. One din ligabe the Prozeis, another din ligabe the Mekov Eschemo. So Rishlokish in the Havamin, Alibi the Emes, it does not come within the Yisra, but in the Havamin of Rishlokish, it appeared to come within the Yisra of Lisasa Gulisagul. Mashinki ligabe the Akvar. Suppose that the Akvar want to read the Megillah like every other Jew on the 14th. They, of course they can do it. There is a special kule that the Chachomim apply. A special kule. In other words, Eve, in order to make it easy for them, because they accommodate all the Jews in the cities with the food for Purim, so Mimele the Chachomim apply this special leniency toward them. That if they want, they can read the Megillah earlier too. But if they want, they can read the Megillah like all the other Jews. So it's not Melzik Shteti or Teres. Masha'in came vis-a-vis the Prozeis and Mekov Eschemo. So then the Prozeis can only read on the 14th. The Mekov Eschemo can only read on the 15th. So we don't apply the same standard to the Prozeim as to the Mekov Eschemo. That's Melzik Shteti Teres. Rishlokishet. This is Mukiyeshi, but the Sasha Agudis Agudis, Nira Kineyagi, Beis Teres, Kishekirin Kvorin, Esamdila Biyem Knise, Vayores Deles Biyudalet, Umukof Eschemo Bitesvo. So Kashi, just that way, that the Kashi that bothered Vishlokish was in regard to the Bnei HaKfar. On the contrary, according to Rashi, Rosh Lakish was not disturbed by the Yudalet of the Prozeis and the Yudeslov of Mekom Schemo, because that's in two different cities. That's in two different cities. So Memele, it certainly does not become and it's two different cities, and any prozi, if he moves to a krach and becomes a resident of a krach, he'll also have to eat. So it's not that we apply that different groups of Jews have different standards. That's the aloche. A resident of this city, he has to read on the 14th, and the resident, a resident of the other city, has to read on the 15th. So according to Rashi, the kashe is only in regard to Bnei Akfa. Alright. So Omer Shlokish Rabbi Yechanan, Ikre Kalmus is Yedidu Sasa Agudis Agudis. So the Gemara interrupted the whole discussion of between Shlokish Rabbi Yechanan, Hailis is Yedidu Miboyol Ligufei Dom Rachmon Lissas Chabur Almeis Im Kinle Mikol is Yedidu Mais is Yedidu Shmamino Lohochedos. So Rabbi Mekumel Lohochedos only Agudis Agudis, and Srita Lamez doesn't even come. Im kelim kol lo isogudu. So that would imply lo isas agudes agudes. Miles is getting to shmam the start. All right. So that's like in a parenthetical statement. But then now the Gemara continues. So in other words, so Shlokish is kashet before Rabbi Yechon was, how can the Bnei Akva read the Megillah and the Yema Knisse, but it should involve an Iser of lo isis getting to? Omalei at kan lishaniso mokim shino. So Rabbi Yechanan said to him, at kan lishaniso mokim shino aglasis mlochem v'al v'psochim at chatzei seisin mokim shino agav shalo laseis einu neisin. Why do you ask dafke from Megillah Mikreis v'chadoso? Why don't you ask from the Mishnah Psochim mokim shino aglasis mlochem v'al v'psochim at chatzei eisin mokim shino agav shalo laseis einu neisin? This is what Rabbi Yechanan said, without giving him a teretz on the kasha. So he said to Rish Lakish, why do you ask from Yemachnise? Why don't you ask from the Mishnah Mokim Shinu Agulas Mloch Abav Psochim Chatzis Mokim? So it's also Agulis. Why don't you ask from there? Omalei, so Rish Lakish said Rabbi Yechanan, no, that doesn't disturb me, the aloche of Mokim Shinu Agul, because that's an Indian of Minogim. So Minogim, it's not Merzegish, they tell you. So one group of Jews has one minhag and another group of Jews has another minhag. But when it's a question of dinim, of isurim, of mitzvahs, not of minogim, then it's shayach to say merzegish de teres. Omalei. So Rish Lakish said to him, aminoch hanu al isure. I ask you a kasha from Yimaknise. There it's not a question of minhag. That's the takone. So, v'yedom ha'avshem v'baradom rabbi v'kadish v'fulim v'zmanayim z'manim harbi tiktil ha'chonim. So it's not a matter of minhag. So my kasha is, it smells like shtetayres, it's agudes, agudes, v'yadam rabbi minhogim. So minhogim, it's not shayach, it's all right to have agudes, agudes in minhogim. In minhogim. So then Rabbi Yechanan said to him, v'yosom v'avisurave, it's not a mere minhag. There it's also a deal. It's not just a minute. Vatnan halaylo bishama yisri ubisil matiri. So there it's not a minion of minagila. So in other words, what also belaylo belayum tikas chomet bishama yisri ubisil matiri lasis moche. And it doesn't say, it all depends what a minute is. So that means that bishama yisri, that believe because chometz is also the meloche, even if the minhag is to do meloche, and b'silel is matirin lasis meloche, matirin lasis meloche. So it's a shayla libi, not just the minhag. V'kedavti ki b'silel, v'kedavti ki b'shamay, v'arekena, v'arekanadus, v'arekanadus. Omalei, so Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, no, this doesn't bother me. Why? Because Hoso Moreye Eime Miloche Udilesle. Oreye Eime Miloche Udilesle. So in other words, so we see from this Gemara that when is there an Iser of Agudes Agudes if it's apparent to the observer. But if it's not apparent to the observer that he's neig different, if it can be interpreted that it's not that these Jews are made different than other Jews, but the Jews belong to the last line. So then there is no Isaiah of Agudas Agudas. Of Agudas Agudas. In other words, so let's say, I mean, I'm not saying that it's Osea, but it's better, let's say, if you have, let's say, in regard to Tfilah and Chalameyev. So if you have an issue, you have Jews who put on Tfilah and Chalameyev and who do not put on Tfilah and Chalameyev, so it's better that no one should put on Tfilah during the davening. Rather, that some should put on Tfilah, whereas others don't put on Tfilah. Because if you have different practices in the shul, so then if no one puts on film, if the one who doesn't put on film, he just doesn't have his pair of film. Mashein came, the one who puts on film, so then it's Agudas Agudas. Now the truth is that there is no Isser according to all Rishenim except the Rambam, because all the Rishenim pass like Kohen. So Memele, so Ligabe, Tfilah and Chalameyev, so it's like Shnei Potidimim Birachas. So according to Rove it's alright, but according to Abaye it's not alright. It's not alright. So in other words, so according to the Rambam's Zak, so if Nishul you have the Balabatim who do put on film and who do not put on film, so the best thing would be that no one should put on film during the davening, and then those who are naked to put on film after the davening, so they did not be faresia, they should put on the film. So then, but according to all the other Rishenim, there is no isah of putting on film, because all the other Rishenim pass like Rove. So when is there an isah of Agudas Agudas? That is only if one bezdin. So plug is mailing. Can you reshama you plug mailing? We'll discuss it here. All right. I'll discuss it later. I mean some other time. Ono lehotza morei yehim emelochi udlesa. Vo bishama im atiri matzones lachi. U bisilel esri. Bisilel esri. So in other words, so this is what Rabbi Yechanan said to Rishwakich. So why don't you ask from that? Why do you only ask from Ima Knise, ask from Bisham Matira Torres Lachim, who be still Israel. So it's Agudas Agudas. Agudas Agudas. So Rabbi Yechanan answered him. So Rishwakish answered. I mean, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. For Bisham Matira Torres Lachim, Bisil Israel, Rabbi Yechanan said to Rishwakish. So Rishwakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Mi Sadres also Bishamai Gedevrayim, Loy also Bishamai Gedevrayim. So Mele, there is no difficulty, because Bishamai also acted in accordance with the view of Bisila, because Bisila was the Rov. So even though on a theoretical level they were convinced, Bishamai were convinced that their view is the more ideal view, but because of Rabbi Lahates, so in practice they acted in accordance with the view of Bisil. Some Mele, there is no child of Agudas Agudas, but here we got in Aknise. So there was a problem with Agudas Agudas. So what did the Shlokish say to Rabbi Yechanan? Mi sabres also bishamak in Ebrahim? Lo yosu bishamak in Ebrahim. Lo yosu bishamak in Ebrahim. Vi Rabbi Yechanan omar, osu vios. And Rabbi Yechanan said that bishama is also in Ebrahim. So we plucked the Rav Shmuel. The Rav omar lo yosu bishamak in Ebrahim. In other words, they succumbed, even though they were convinced that on an ideal level they were right, but there is a dinatorah rabbi lahatis. Even if on an ideal level you are right, but you have to succumb to the view of the rabbi. The rabbi. So look at Shmuel Amar Oshmuel Amar Osu Vos. Eimas. So the Gemara is a kasha. Eimas. Ilay mekidim baskol, because the baskol came out and said halacha kibisila. So kidim baskol, my time in the mandoma loyos. After all, I mean bishamai. So the Gemara will say because of what? Bishamai were convinced that they were right. So why shouldn't they act out their own view? Ve'elacha baskol. So the halacha was nichra, was established like bisila. My time in mandoma also. So the Gemara says, "I boy say mekidem baskol, the boy say melacha baskol, I boy say mekidem baskol, chukin the silver rub." So lemando ma liyosu do bisil rub, because achir rabbeinu hatis, achir rabbeinu hatis, umando amarosu. So the question is, the mando amaru says, osu Shmuel or Rabbi Yechanan, why osu? But it's achir rabbeinu hatis. So too, they were convinced that an ideal level, their view was sounder, was more sound than the view of Bisila. But Acher Rabbi Lahatis, Umando Marosu, Ki Azlinam Basaru Behicha Dichadodin, Hoche Bishamai Mardetetet. Because they are gdelim Bishamai, were gdelim Bichochmo, were gdelim Bichochmo, were gdelim Bichochmo, than in Chifes, than Bisila. And on that point, there was no machlekes between Bisham and Bisila. So in other words, you could say, I mean, maybe on that point too there was a machleik between Bisham and Bisila. So on that point there was no machleik. So in other words, Bisila conceded that Bishamai were murdered that way. But Bishamai, so maybe Bishamai acted in accordance with their own view, in spite of Bisila being wrong. Because they were bechor. So in other words, so what does it mean? So Bishamai, the whole apocha, Bishamai held that when it's dealing with Chochmo, so the halacha of Acher Rabbeinu Hatis doesn't apply. In other words, when is there a din of Acher Rabbeinu Hatis when they are shoving Chochmo? So we go Basarok, but in the mute, Agdelim Bechochmo Yisei, so then we don't go Basarok. So what's the pshat? Bishamai held that when the mute Abdelim Bechochmo, we don't go Basarov. So we don't go Basarov. But we don't go Basarif Kiyas Bechochmo either. So it's like Yisofika Shove. So it's like Shove Bishove. Or the Pshat is, no, if it's a Dina Tvei, so Bishamai held, so then the mute Pkin is Machriya Derov. Or it's not Machriya, then it's Shove Bishove. So we see from Rav Haigoyen that the Ramban mentions in Chidusha Ramban on Sanhedrin, Pirik Zebeir, you only have a few pages of Chidusha Ramban on Sanhedrin, but he discusses the substantial part of the few pages of the Chidusha Ramban on Sanhedrin is devoted to this question. And so from the Rav Haigoyen it's mashma that if didn't way, first of all Rav Haigoyen paskus like this bandoma, that there is no Acher Rabbeinu Hatis when it's Rediv the mute is Rediv the tvei. But what's the pshat? There is no Acher Rabbeinu Hatis, so there is no achroya by rov al pi rov, but not that there is achroya al pi the pkin. Then it becomes like shove bishov. So it's like one chochem being chilek against another chochem. So then there is no achroya. There is no achroya. So he said, that's how it's mashma from Rav Haigoyen. Or Ochem Shabbos Lefei, Viboy Sei Melacha Baskol. Mando Amar Yosu, Donafke Baskol. Mando Amar Yosu, Rabbi Yeshua Hi, Di Omar Im Ashgichim Mi Baskol. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Mando Amar Yosu, Shechin and Talmu Is Gilidu, Lissasa Agudes Agudes. So how is it also? Bishama Gilibrayim. All right, so they hold that there is no Achoy of Rok. So Mitzad Acher Rabbeinu Hatis, they were not They were not mechuyev to succumb to the das of Bisila. The Acher Rabbeinu Hatis, but the two of them should have come together and they should have agreed upon a common behavior in order to avoid agudes agudes. So what would have been the solution? Lechumre, naturally. If one group says it's awesome, and the other group says it's muter, so we cannot say to those who are convinced that it's also the Raise, that in order to avoid Agudes Agudes they should do a Nisa the Raise. But the those who feel that it's Muter, they certainly can be Machmir. So in other words, and if it's the Rabbonon, maybe all of them could find the Heter to be the Igrikule, or even the Rabbonon they couldn't be Neiglikule, because they could Rabbonon Likule. But let's say if Bishamai feel that a certain thing is also the Rabbonon, so it's not a Sveike, It's not a zveike, and if there is no achoye of a rabbi mahateis, because none is a tvei, so then how can we tell them to do something that they are convinced is osir, even though it's only rabbon? It's not even a sofik. So then, the agreement should have been that everybody should be neig lechumre. So in the name, mitzad achi rabbi mahateis, they were not required to act in accordance with Bisilel, but mitzad agudes agudes, so then everybody should be neig lechumre. So kritikin of the skill is a good one. This is Amar Abaye. Ki Amar the skill is a good one. But the din in Berachav. Halo Omerik Bisham, Halo Omerik Bisila. Avo say, but the din is a good one. Less than more. Omer Rove, for Bisham Bisila, but the din in Berachav. No me. Elo Marove. Ki Amar the skill is a good one. Ki Berachav, Plag Merik Bisham, U Plag Merik Bisila. Avo say, but the din in Berachav. Less than more. Now, so all the Rishon Paschal like Rove, the Rambam Paschal like Abaye. And the Lach Mishnah gives a very simple teret. Because Abaye, why did Rove reject Abaye's? The Rambam holds that Rove rejected Abaye's teretz only alibi de mando maruosu. So the kasha rose mando maruosu krinu lisgeru lisgeru. So Abaye gave teretz ki amrinu lisgeru kin shtei bodidini berachas. Abol shtei bodidini b'shtei ayores leslambo. So Rove said vo b'shamay b'silu shtei bodidini berachas. So in order to answer the kasha. Again, Bisham and Bisila, according to Mandoma Rovosu, Rove was forced to say contrary to Abaye. Mashenkin, according to Mandoma Rov, loyalty to Bisham and Bisila. So then there is no difficulty. So then he was not Muchach to say contrary to Abaye. Since Rove was not Muchach to say contrary to Abaye, so Rove, Alibi, the Mandoma, also can agree with Abaye. So the Rambam, but the Rambam, so the Mishnah says, the Rambam paskins like Rav. Because Hilchas says Rav Yisure, and Rav says Lo Yosu, so Lo Yosu Bishamay Kidivrayim. So Mimela seems Lo Yosu Bishamay Kidivrayim. So there is no kashe from Bishamay and Bisilel. So Mimela Rove can agree with Abaye. Rove disagrees with Abaye according to Mandom Arvos. This is how the Mishneh is the kashe. Now in regard to Rove's kashe against Abaye. So, wo bisham bisil kishtei bot idin in birachas dome. And still, it's also kidivrayem. So the question is, what does Abaye say? What does Abaye say? Obviously, Abaye holds that bisham and bisilel have a din not like kishtei bot idin in birachas, but kishtei bot idin in bishtei ayom. Why? Because Abaye holds that whether it's irachas or shtei ayores doesn't depend upon geography. Or it certainly doesn't depend upon the fact that there is one mayor for the same place. I mean, it doesn't depend upon these things. So, what does it mean? That means that different groups of Jews as the Shilas to this Besdin and the different group of Jews as the Shilas from the other Besdin. So there is no agudas agudas. But if it's shtei bot edinim, b'irachas, so then the same Jews will ask Shilas of the same Bezen. So maybe it's Agudas Agudas. It's state Eretz. But it's state Ayores. So there is one group of Jews that asks this Bezen. This is another group of Jews that asks another Bezen. But Bishama and Bisilel, so it was like Shamin, the Chmoshim. I mean, let's say, like Ashkenazim and Tzvardim. So even if they, let's say, if you have Ashkenazim and Tzvardim in the same city, so the Ashkenazim will ask the Rabbanim and the Svadim, or today there are no Kolim, I mean neither Ashkenazim nor Svadim ask any particular rabbi. They only ask from the rabbi who they think will give them a heta. You see, but with the Davis of Shemim, so let's say if you had Ashkenazim and Svadim in the same city, so the Ashkenazim, no probability, would always ask from their Bezdin, and the Svadim would ask from the other Bezdin. So that was Bisham and Bisilel. So in every city you had Jews who considered themselves Talmidim of Bishamai, and you had Jews who considered themselves Talmidim of Bisilel. So in other words, so they always says their respective Bezdin, not the other Bezdin. So Mimele, according to Abaye, it's considered like Shtei Bot Edinim B'Shtei Ayores.
Yeah. יסוק שאני ממש שיר סמך ואו חוף דעוד עד רעל חוף גימו עד רעל ויתוף שלמה ואו פברואר 24th 1976.
One thing was pointed out to me. Rashi, I mentioned that Rashi is chilek on the Ukiyesev, and Ukiyesev says that that the whole shaila that Rabbi Yochanan raised, I mean that the Kokish raised, was in connection with Yudalet and Tesvot, but in connection with Neak Nise, Neak Forim, Magdimim, Maknise, there is no difficulty, because that's a special code. And even the Neak Forim, so if they want to read the Megillah on the 14th, they can. Only special, the Chachomim applied a special leniency to them. So mainly, certainly, it does not come within the Yisrael of Agudas Agudas. And the whole problem arose in connection with Yudalit and Tesvot. But Rashi said, "V'sasu Agudas Agudas, v'mira k'neyagim beis teres ki shekirim kforim esam gilam v'im knise v'yoredilas v'yudalit mekom eschemu v'tesvot." So I said last time that according to Rashi, the difficulty of the Gemara arose only in connection with the kforim k'neyagim v'im knise, but in connection with Yudalit and Tesvot, so there was no difficulty. The Gemara didn't even raise that question. But Rashi mentions both shailas. At first, Rashi mentions the nira kineyagim lisasu agudis agudis, the nira kineyagim beis teres kishikirin kforim esamtul v'im knise. By Yodas Deila is v'yedalet mikor schimu v'tesvot. So he mentions v'im knise. And then va'amina lo chanu yisure da'asul rabonu v'nei abosa ויבואי למקרה בחמוסו למוצא וחיים להתעסבו וידל ודם לשתית ארץ. So it appears that Rashi Shita is that the Kasha of Gemara arose in connection with both halachas, in connection with the halacha that Bnei Akforim Evangdil Makhnise. So there was a shayla in the Gemara which should involve the Yisar Magudis Agudis, and also in connection with Yudalit and Tesvot. So whereas according to Mukiyesev the whole difficult shaila in the Gemara arose only in connection with Yudalit and Tesvot, but not in connection with Yom HaKnisah. According to Rashi, the kasha of the Gemara arose in connection with both. But not that Rashi Shita is that the Gemara's kasha arose only in connection with Yom HaKnisah. It arose in connection with both. Now let's see the thesis. Let's see the thesis. My time will be Shammai. Did we go over the thesis? Not yet. We didn't go over the thesis. My time will be Shammai. Din teimar umaykom miboylei dilma moitma litzreya kiderabshimet v'yoleo lechiderebe. So mimele, he has no droshe. Mitzrasvore, even Bisilal couldn't say mitzrasvore that Torasel is a sora. Mecha thesis. But only because of the posik of Litzreir and Oleo. So, but since Reb Shimon that applies the Litzreir, that if two are tzoreis bezike, so then they are maftia bezike. So tzoreis ulezu bezike. So maybe Bishamai also applies the droshe of Litzreir that way. And then as far as Oleo, so maybe he applies it the way Rebbe does. That there is no chiv of parhel dov shel tzibur el al dov shel dinik korish gilas echados. So the main way we have no pasuk. Veim rabbi Yitzchok vishim nistabur lei litrish litzreil inyan tzoris. He loved the shami vishim duchte the shami. Because only if there is a reason. Otherwise, it's more mistabel to apply the drosh of litzreil ligavitzot. Vim teina, akate kidar shenam echutzot. Bishamai darsh chutzo, that means michlal dike pnimis. So which one is asur lishuk? Which one is asur lishuk? So that is the one that is chitzens. So
that implies that there is a pnimis, a relative. It's not where it's an elf. So we see that when there are two Yivomis, one Yivomi is a pnimis, an elf, and the other one is a chetzenis, not an elf. So there is ike in the tzoret, in the chetzenis. So, v'in teimer akati gitara shenam echutzo, michlau dike pnimis, so nidreish militzrei, limeisa, tzoresho ez magnitze. But he can still aser tzore, but then he'll have to say, the tzore is asuro, davke shoroi v'mokimitze, not v'mokimitze. So v'yesh leima adelekele nidrashoche, we cannot apply the drosha of Yitzreya. I mean shaloi b'moki mitzvah d'oleo davke shaloi b'moki mitzvah de tzor asar v'dasur l'mekum v'ashoche doksiv v'gali sarvoso v'chod. So that's what the Gemara says d'apres v'yisho l'achisho l'isikach l'tzriyo v'gali sarvoso oleo b'chayel. So in other words, only one u'l'moki mitzvah, so l'yitzrich d'mechutza nafke elo l'shaloi b'moki mitzvah v'chad rabbi shudeo marav וכנם אבל מימה הלך לשמואל דפולק על ידי רב ואיש הרבי ומי כקרוד לב הוא דאוס כיוון דכסיב חוצו כמן דחוסף לחוץ דומי ואף אגב דכסיב נמי היי בקחילו דכסיב החוצו היינו נמי. So it doesn't matter. So even though there is a hey at the beginning, היינו נמי לחוץ כמו יחמיד בורו דאבי אל עמיד בו. And then לרבי ססר רוסו אין הרי דאיץ טריך לריבוי הרוסו משום דכסיב תיסוכי ופרקמל יומה משמע דיבייס ניסו משמע לא יוסו יישר החיסי שלו בחייל יישר סער דת הוא יורד לדיסקוס ואם תאים הכירים דיישר החיסי שלו ידחי ותסייע במאה בגופה ויש להם מה דיישר החיסי שלו מסלטורי ויקוי ויפוק הישר יש סער עושה וחייל ויפוק הישר יש סער עושה וחייל. So the יישר החיסי שלו יזמוך ומזומת בכלל הילקח לפה. All right, we'll discuss that. בסילו פייסלי פירש בקונטרס מיקונה ולא עם יתרום ואי אפשר לא ימקים דמחיו וקריסה זיינה היא and if she's a זיינה so she certainly פסול המלך ותרום כי להמרינו באחילת גם ניסח לבצוס היא וזיינה אסורה בתרומו כמו שפור שבר לשם וראה שעצמי חוזה בסיף פירקה גם במה לא אומונה שכנעצו מסחללס so ראה שהוא שחיל זה הפעמישית היא that היא זיינה היא זמותרס לך בתרומו. That's a very strange thing. Now דום רחמונה לא יססו חבור על מייס. So it's an Issa. So the Rosh Nagmore is Loisasu Chabur Almeis Vihoda Amrinom Bisei Feridale Miseis Gaber Rabakive Sho Yomake Atzmei Al Rablezer She Niftach Ad Sho Yedome Sheishis Lehoretz. So how was he allowed to do that Al Rablezer? Veime Rabbi Yitzchok. So there are two Rishenes days. Veime Rabbi Yitzchok Diyikali Meima Diyarach Svite Oser Achmon Edam. So the first Eretz and thesis is that the Torah only assert, Chabur al ha-meis only when it's done there as srite, but just akoye ba'om, I mean the form of a srite in the bosom, but just akoye ba'om, that the Torah didn't ask. And then thesis says another Eretz, Iname Atero Yomitzdaya Kidam Rinun Hosom Harbi Mois Yeshli Vein Shulchoni Leratzisbay. So in other words, so the second Russian Tesis says that when is there an Isaiah if you do it alames? But Rabbi Akiva did not do it alames. He just did it because of the loss of Torah, because of the misfortune that overtook him on account of the loss of the Torah. So it depends upon the kavanah. True, I mean this loss of Torah happened as a result of Imes, but his kavanah was not just the tzar of the mise, but because of the tzar of diminution in Torah. So then, that, in other words, so even though this is the basis, the mess is the basis for this tzar of the law of diminution in Torah, but inasmuch as his kavone was not the tzar of the mise of the mess per se, but because of the diminution in Torah that results therefrom,
So the love doesn't apply. The love doesn't apply. Now the first teret.